The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and The Best Mix in the Morning Show with Coffee Talk for Wednesday. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Well, today is National Equal Pay Day. This day brings to light the differences in pay between men and women and represents how far into the year a woman has to work to earn as much as a man doing the same job. It's also National Cheesesteak Day for those of you who like a good Philly cheesesteak. Can you teach yourself to be happy? Apparently, the answer is yes, as a new study from Italy revealed that people who took a course in happiness actually learned to be happier. After a 9-month course on happiness, researchers found that the participants were happier with themselves and their life and had lower levels of stress and anger. As the weather gets nicer, it seems a lot of work-from-homers plan to move their office outside. A new British survey found that 63% of remote workers said they're going to move themselves and their laptops outside now that spring has sprung. 62% of those surveyed said that being outside in the fresh air and sunshine would make them more productive. 40% said they were sick of staring at the same four walls and need a change of scenery. 60% said they felt trapped working from home and being stuck inside all winter. Here's a good reason to do some spring cleaning. Seems that all the clutter around us is affecting our mood. In a new survey, 40% said their surroundings have a definite impact on how they feel. What had the most influence on them? 52% said how neat and clean their room was influenced their mood. 52% said they were affected by the smell of their surroundings. And 49% said the temperature of the room made a big difference in how they felt. And it's hard to admit that your life has already peaked, which is why most of us won't admit it, and probably never will. A new survey asked people of all ages what age they were when they peaked or when they think they'll peak. The average answer? Age 37. That doesn't mean that most people who are over 37 are willing to say it's all downhill from there, as 2/3 of people say they haven't peaked yet, and their best years are still coming. Gosh, I hope so, because I just turned 37. That is Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.